You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The data of New Zealand's rainbow community has, for the first time, been incorporated as a part of the country's 2023 census. This is a huge win for the country's LGBTQIA+ community, as queer people have been advocating for decades for their inclusion in census data, which would in turn help aid in better resourcing for the country's rainbow community. I spoke to the Workplace Services Development Lead at Inside Out Kōaro, a queer national charity group, Rosie Ledbetter, about the data and what this means for New Zealand's queer population moving forward. For the first time ever, data for rainbow communities, such as statistics about gender identity, sexual identity and variations, has been accounted for with new information from the 2023 census. Why is this so important for LGBTQIA+ people?
So, yeah, this kind of signals to us a huge win for our communities here in Aotearoa. It's been something that's been, you know, coming for decades, through advocacy of so many people in our communities. So, yeah, this is a huge milestone for us after having so many conversations with Stats NZ and, yeah, kind of involving our communities and how these questions have been presented to capture as many of us as possible who feel comfortable to share about our identities. So, yeah, it's pretty big in that sense to see ourselves reflected in this national data.
How long have queer New Zealanders been advocating for this information for?
Yeah, so I would say decades. Ourselves as an organisation, Inside Out, has been just one of many organisations that have been part of these conversations, and many have come before us. So, yeah, it's very much an intergenerational piece of advocacy work.
And why do you believe New Zealand has taken so long to report on these findings?
Yeah, I think there's been sort of uncertainty and in terms of how to capture that, because, you know, there is such identity-specific, behaviour-specific elements of these identities. So I think people have been unsure exactly how to phrase these questions. But also, yeah, unfortunately, we know for our communities that historically and still presently, that's not something that we are just given. We really have to fight for representation and visibility. So it is a structural issue that, you know, is still not always resolved. So hopefully, you know, this is something that will, these are questions that will still be asked into the future. But, you know, it's never a guarantee. So, you know, this fight's kind of never over.
What are some of the statistics shown of rainbow communities in the 2023 census?
Yeah, so the census data tells us that at least 4.9% or 1 in 20 of our population who are aged over 15 identify within rainbow or LGBTIQ plus communities, and then a further 6.1% preferred not to say. And then more specifically, we found out through this kind of higher level data that 4.1% reported a sexual identity other than straight or heterosexual, 0.7% identified as trans or transgender, and that 0.4% reported that they know they were born with a variation of sex characteristics.
And does Inside Out Kōaro believe these statistics are an accurate representation of rainbow communities here in Aotearoa, or are there other factors hindering this?
Yeah, so we would definitely say it is likely to be an undercount for a number of different reasons. One that we hear quite a bit is just a distrust of government. You know, there's unfortunately not the greatest track record of our communities always being served in ways that uphold our mana. So I think that's a big piece. And also, you know, as much as there's been a lot of work that's gone into framing these questions in a really specific way, a lot of these questions are based in identity rather than behaviour. So some people who might engage in behaviour, especially sexuality-wise, might not count themselves in, you know, these categories. So that's another reason. But also, for some people, they might just not be out, you know, they might be aware of and have that knowledge of themselves but not feel comfortable to declare that on an official government census or survey.
What are Inside Out Kōaro hoping for with access to this information?
Yeah, so I think this is one of many kind of vital tools that we can point to when we are doing advocacy work, you know, pushing for greater, more equitable outcomes for our communities across many different areas of life, whether that's housing, health, employment, income, you know, disability experiences as well, yeah, the more kind of granular data that we're going to see apparently in March 2025, we'll kind of go into that stuff a bit more too. And that's so powerful for us to have, to kind of show to, you know, agencies, systems, to say, hey, you know, we're seeing these inequitable outcomes and we need to do something about this.
Have we seen other countries reporting on their sort of selective rainbow communities in their census, or is this kind of like a new thing as a whole?
So there was some recent reporting on the fact that the Australian government was considering reneging on their commitment to ask questions about sexuality and gender in their census, but due to big pushback from, you know, wider communities, they've agreed to keep that in. So, yeah, I think, you know, we are moving at a pace kind of similar to some other neighbouring countries. But, yeah, I think there's still a long way to go for others. But, again, that advocacy is really happening in those respective places too.
And what does this information mean for the future of collecting data from queer communities, from the queer community here in Aotearoa?
I think, I hope anyway, that, you know, the more we kind of report on the prevalence and existence and visibility of those in our communities here in Aotearoa, it'll encourage others to feel comfortable to, you know, share that information. Yeah, if they kind of know that others exist who share their identities and experiences, then we'll eventually have more kind of accurate data that does reflect true kind of proportions of us who exist here in Aotearoa. Just want to point out that we're just also particularly excited about intersex people being included, and that there's conversations about, you know, intersex people existing here in Aotearoa. This is the first time a government survey has asked people questions about variations of sex characteristics and or being intersex. So we think that's a huge, huge win, and we just want to mihi to all of our intersex whānau and advocates who pushed for that to happen.
That was the Workplace Services Development Lead at Inside Out Koro, Rosie Ledbetter, on New Zealand's rainbow communities inclusion in the 2023 census for the first time and why this data is so important for LGBTQI plus people here in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.